Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? Anybody have one of these? Anybody know what it is? None of you even know what it is? Yeah, a unicycle. This is the best unicycle any of you has. I don't know if anybody else in here has one, but this thing's better than anybody's. It's brand new. I bought it like 8 years ago. And it's like, I'm not sure why the tire's kind of flat, but yeah. Anyway, and these things, well, they used to be tight. Anyway, it's brand new. Like, I just got out and cleaned it up this morning. It was in the shed for a couple years. I haven't used it much. But anyway, I can ride it better than anyone in here. I'm sure of it. Can any of you ride one? See, I didn't think so. And even if your dads can ride them, I can ride it better than them, I'm sure. Think I can ride up these stairs over here? Raise your hand if you think I can ride up those stairs. Anybody else? See, he thinks I can. Watch this. Oh, whoops. Man, I don't know. It's just not my day, I guess. I'll try this. Ah! Try again. This ain't working. Oh, well. Catch me on one of my good days, I'd be able to do it. Oh, I don't know. I bet I could ride up the basement stairs, though. Think I could ride up the basement stairs? You think I can ride this thing at all? Anyway, that was all kind of something I just made up. I can ride this, but just barely. Anyway, so this morning I want to talk about boasting and overconfidence, those kind of things. So, do you all know what boasting is? So, boasting is a lot of times it's saying that you can do something that you actually can't really do, trying to get other people to admire you. And in reality, nobody really admires somebody who boasts all the time. And the more you boast, the more it'll get found out that you're not quite as good as you say you are. And over time, people will lose confidence in you. So when I brought this up here this morning, who thought I could ride it? Raise your hand if you thought I could ride it. Probably most of you thought I could. And you probably thought I could ride up those steps too. But it pretty quickly became obvious that I wasn't all I was cracked up to be. So that's kind of how boasting works. And then eventually it ends in embarrassment when you get found out and you make a big fool of yourself and other people laugh at you and whatever. And yeah, whereas if we just live as a normal person, we don't make big claims about how good we are at something, we're better than everybody else. If we mess up a little bit, it's not a big deal. We don't have to be embarrassed. You can just laugh about it. I'm going to read a story in here that talks about being overconfident in your abilities. And I'm not sure. I almost feel like I've read this story here before, but if I have, just excuse it and listen to it and get the point of what it's talking about. Does anyone know the verse Proverbs 16:18? Anybody in here? I think we all know it. I probably wouldn't have known the reference, but Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Jerry was just 10 years old and a big lad for his age. What muscles, what a chest. Strong as a horse, he could knock a ball farther than anyone else on his team, and he could work hard too when he wanted to, which wasn't very often. The pity was that Jerry knew he was strong and thought everybody else ought to know about it. He was forever calling attention to what he could do. He wanted people to look at him and praise him for everything he did. "Watch me hit this ball," he would say, "or watch me row this boat, or watch me ride my bike." Even when he was going to sing, he would say, "Watch me hit that high note." You probably all know what this is like. You know of people that, they always want attention. They want people to see how good they are at stuff. It really became quite tiresome, for people don't like to watch boys who want to be watched. In fact, nobody likes the boy or the girl who is forever bragging about what he or she can do. Sooner or later, of course, something always happens to those who boast about themselves. Just as the Bible says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Proverbs 16:18. And so it turned out with Jerry. He was at the seaside for a vacation. On bright, calm days, he was allowed to take a rowboat out on the sea all by himself. And how he did enjoy it. He could row, too. There was no doubt about that. He could make the oars go so fast that it was a job for anybody to keep up with him. But he spoiled it all by calling out over and over again, "Watch me, watch me, watch me." Then it happened. It was so funny, you would have laughed if you could have seen it. There was another boy in a boat following Jerry, who was fast overtaking him. Jerry saw him and tried to put on a burst of speed to keep in the lead, for he couldn't bear to have anyone get ahead of him. "Watch me beat him," he cried. "Watch me." Suddenly, Jerry's right oar slipped out of the oarlock. Instantly, he tipped over backward, landing on the bottom of the boat with his feet stuck up in the air where his head should have been. Meanwhile, he let go of the oar, which fell into the water and was washed away. A moment or two later, Jerry picked himself up and began to look around. Then he found that he was away out on the sea with only one oar. What to do? He was a bright lad and determined not to be beaten. So he moved one of the oarlocks to the back of the boat, rested his one oar in it, and standing up, began using it as a propeller. Sculling, it is called. The boat started moving forward, and in a few minutes, he was shouting to the people on shore again, "Watch me, everybody, watch me!" But his luck was out for that day. Just as he gave the oar a mighty heave to make the boat go faster, the oar jumped out of the oarlock once more, and Jerry, losing his balance, fell headlong over the side into the sea. All were watching him now, of course, just when he didn't want them to. Soon boats were pulling toward him from all directions. A man fished him out of the water and brought him to land. Another rescued his boat, while somebody else set out to get his two oars for him. It was a sorry picture he made as he walked up the beach, water dripping from his hair, his shirt, his trousers, and oozing out of his shoes. "Watch me," cried a voice in the crowd. Jerry turned round, his eyes ablaze. But what could he say? What could he do? Everybody was laughing, so he laughed too. He got the point all right, and never again did he say, "Watch me." So the boy in this story, he learned his lesson that, you know, it doesn't matter how good you claim you are. Even if you are really good at something, you're gonna end up messing up at some point. And the more you show off, the more likely you are to mess up. And like it said here, boasting comes from pride. Pride in our own abilities or how good we think we are at something. But in the end, he did get the point of what had happened, and he was able to laugh along with everyone else at the mess he'd got himself into. And that's a good thing to learn in life. You know, when we make mistakes, yeah, we need to try and do better, and we shouldn't make mistakes on purpose or be lazy in anything we do. But when it happens, you know, we can take it lightly and laugh at what's happened to us and keep, you know, get right back at it and see if we can do better the next time. And just, again, like I said, boasting is not something that anybody looks up to, and people get very tired of it, and it's not a good way to make friends, and it's just, yeah, it's something that God doesn't like, and that the people around you are not going to like, and it isn't going to make you look better to anybody. So I'm going to read this verse here again. It says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Proverbs 16:18. It just means that when we get exalted in our own eyes and we think that we're better than we are, it's only a matter of time, and it's going to become very obvious that opinion is not true about ourselves. So, yeah, I hope you can remember this lesson, that when somebody is always talking about how good they are at something, it's probably just a boast, and there's probably not as much truth in it as they want us to believe. And hey, let's have a prayer here, and then I have some candy to pass out to you all. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning and this chance we have to gather in your house and learn from your word, Lord, and be taught and instructed. I pray that these children could understand these words that have been shared and that they could go with them through life, Lord, and that they could take heed to these warnings in the scripture, Lord. So we thank you once again for all your blessings, and we just pray for your hand of blessing on the rest of this service. In Jesus' name, amen.